For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Let's go to Nico in Brooklyn. How you doing, Nico?
Hey, Evan and Tiki. Afternoon. Hope all is well.
All's great.
Good. Happy to hear that. Tiki, huge fan.
Thank you, man.
I think you had a legendary career, so I just want to commend you for that.
I appreciate
you. I need your help.
Go ahead.
Big time. Okay, so last week, watching the game with a few of my friends, and quickly as the game got out of hand, we started talking about, you know, greater times, you know, in the past with the Giants, and, you know, do you remember this? Do you remember that? And I mentioned something that really, I think, touched a nerve with quite a few of my friends and led to a very heated, ugly debate.
Go ahead.
And I figured the best person to ask would be you, that you could put, like, the final decision in this and what your thoughts were on it, because obviously I think no one else would have a better opinion than you.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay. I made a comment last Sunday to my buds, and I said, guys, I think Kerry Collins threw a better spiral and a better ball than Eli. And they went nuts. And they're like, what are you talking about? What are you smoking? And I just wanted to hear your thoughts. I'm not saying who the better quarterback is, because respectfully, I think everyone knows who that is.
It's Eli.
But But I said Kerry threw more of a tighter, harder spiral than Eli at times. I just wanted to know what your thoughts were.
That's not even within... That shouldn't be questionable. I'm surprised your fans were pushing back on you.
Clearly Kerry?
It was clearly Kerry. Eli was great at what he did. And obviously he was a fantastic leader and a two-time Super Bowl champion and MVP. We know his statistics. But a lot of what his strength was accuracy. Right, he was getting it where it needed. We saw the plays to, you know, Mario Manningham, Plaxico Burress. Like, we've seen them all, right? We know that he could put it exactly where he wanted to put it. But if you're talking about, like, velocity and like, tension on the ball as it's spinning, that was Kerry Collins. KC had a cannon. And it's funny because he came up to me. It came up in this conversation I was having the other day talking football. Obviously, the conversation I was talking about with Matt Ryan, how Kerry Collins had this like slow release. And it came up because Daniel Jones, sometimes his release is really slow. And you can get away with it when you got a howitzer on your arm. But if you don't or you're indecisive, the balls are incomplete. It gives the linebacker a chance to break it up. Kerry Collins had a cannon, and it was a beautiful ball. Sometimes hard to catch, but it was a beautiful ball.
I was going to ask you that. So, right. And obviously, I never came close to playing in the NFL. In fact, I never even came close to playing peewee. I mean, I've got the hands of stone. But I told you the story that years ago, Boomer Esiason threw a football in the newsroom, and it felt like it broke my hands.
Yep.
Now, I do not have the hands of a wide receiver, nor do I have the hands of you. You caught many a football over the years. But it doesn't feel easier to catch a ball that's coming at me a million miles an hour.
So it's no different than, I'm trying to think of something similar. It's like catching a baseball or catching anything. Most people, when they want to catch a football, they want to be stiff. They think they need to be stiff. But it's the pliability. Think about a shock on a car. Right, it's why you don't feel all the bumps. Like, you feel a little bit of the bumps, but you don't feel them like you should, because there's like give. When you're catching a ball, you have to give. There has to be give, and the more you do it, and especially as you get through college and the NFL, it becomes second nature. Like, that little give becomes second nature. And people who have brick hands, like we talk about this all the time, like some linebackers have brick hands, it's because they don't do the give. Like, the give is what gives, like, takes the velocity off the ball. And it's all timing. It's hand-eye coordination. So it just becomes second nature after a while.
I think the reason why our last caller's friends argued with him about Kerry versus Eli Manning in terms of throwing a better spiral or a deep ball is that we can't separate attributes of a player from the actual player. Yeah. Like, of course, Eli Manning is going to end up in the Hall of Fame eventually.
He's he was the better player.
Of course. I don't think anyone's questioning that. No one's arguing that. But sometimes we can't separate that someone who isn't as good as someone else is better than that person at a certain attribute.
Oh,
and so that's what happened. His friends were like, "You idiot! It's Eli, schmuck!"
I was trying to think of this quarterback, Ron Jaworski. We used to do this hit with me and BT when we were on the morning, and so it was a draft.
You were on in the mornings?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, yeah.
Hate that? Like waking up has to be terrible.
Well, it was just hard because I had to leave at like 6 a.m. Ugh. I hated it, and so Ron was on. It was the quarterback class, even though he didn't end up playing quarterback, that Logan Thomas was in. Remember him?
Yes.
Tight end.
Yeah.
He's he was in Washington, but he was a Virginia Tech quarterback. And so we were asking him, like, who has the best arm? And he was like, Logan Thomas he recorded the fastest whatever velocity on a pass. Of any of the prospects. So he has this like cannon. And so was he a good quarterback? Of course not. He didn't even play quarterback in the NFL.
Right.
But if you were looking at the statistics of who throws the hardest pass or the prettiest ball, it probably would have been Logan Thomas.
Yeah.
Even though he's not even a good quarterback. So your point is well taken.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.